getting this started up would be a game changer to get going. Our youth are just getting too much trouble out there, and I think we gotta put that to a stop. And we do have a youth center. It's built, but I just don't know where the money went, and we can't finish building it no more. So, and we have an outdoor basketball court, but that ain't very big. And just gym nights and whatnot, that are just pretty much keeping the youth busy. But that's only at nighttime, and we want to keep them busy throughout the whole day and without them getting into trouble. I would say out of all of the Sioux reserves, I'm pretty sure it's 3 Sioux reserves in Saskatchewan. I think we're one of the most into our spirituality and deep into our culture, because every year we host Sundances, and that's a very special ceremony to attend. And we just started our powwow because a few years ago our kids burnt it down, and that was our old powwow grounds, our old cultural campgrounds, so we can no longer have that anymore because it got burnt down. And they're deep into their sweats too, like they have sweats every Sunday, but none of the kids attend it because I guess they just don't pay attention in their Dakota language. And that's why I think that we should start a youth council, is keep our kids occupied, keep them from not being too much troublemakers.
Listening to all the youth in the reserve in Waupegun, it's just like they can't wait till it gets done. In the past year, we were hitting close to 24 suicide attempts. Bullying was one of the biggest aspects in Waupegun. Public vandalism, that was big. Something happened. Either they saw something, or somebody said something that something in their... They quit. We haven't had a suicide attempt for over a year. Proud of that. There's zero bullying in Waupegun now. Everybody's all friends. Everybody's all getting along. I'm happy about that. And damage to buildings and stuff. That's
all. I think for myself and within our program, certainly I want to know how can we help support your process moving forward with the bulk of staff and the skills that can be shared with your youth. You know, lessons learned, hopefully, from other groups in the room, and that you're networking and finding out a way where we can look at supporting you getting the youth center completed. You know?
There was a lot of help within those two communities, the building of a relationship. And other communities saw that, and it spread to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. Because that's how our people were. Kawichi Gamaku, to help each other.